Yeah.
So, well, it's all documented in catalogs and things.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go into it. So I won't.
Okay.
Because it's too hard. Nobody could make, I mean, it's been written.
Skip forward to where you want to, as far as you're...
So eventually, as one thing leads to another, I started painting the landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
Very seriously. And all the remnants of the studio had gradually left painting.
So now you're back outside again.
I'm outside painting trees. And at first, you know, I was painting the hills in the distance and then trees in the middle ground. I seem to go at things very methodically, but I don't know I'm doing that. It just seems, when you look back on it, it seems like, well, sure, this path, you were just following this course and it's laid out. It makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea that I'm doing it until I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with paintings. You know, I don't really have an idea of what I'm doing until after I've done it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you start painting the, you were doing landscape paintings and then you were doing close-ups. For instance, trees.
Well, I started painting in distance space first.
That came first.
Yeah.
And then you started to single out a group of trees or one tree.
Right. But then I did a whole group of paintings of these trees at the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got closer and closer to the trees at the pond and I did separate paintings of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think of them as portraits.
Yeah.
I treat them like they're very particular trees. There's a pin oak and this elm tree, and out my window there are the locust trees and the maple tree.
So you think of them like portraits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're part of my world here.
Mm-hmm. And they are individuals. And
yeah, they're very particular trees.
Yeah,
very specific. The maple tree that's right outside this window, I've never seen a maple tree that's quite like that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has the arms that come up like this.
Like a U?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever think about how, of the place of your work, what place it would occupy in the historical context of painting?
No.
You don't. How about the place your work occupies in the current context of painting?
I don't. I've never thought of that.
Okay. Are there any particular artists today working that you might know personally or know the work of that you feel are dealing with the same type of issues or same kind of imagery that you are? You mentioned Alex Katz.
Yeah, but he's not dealing with what I do. He's,
mm-hmm.
His work is more of color and gesture. His work is much more abstract. I mean, my work is abstract too, but his is, I would never be happy with such flat paintings as he makes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want my paintings to be flat. I'm struggling to work against that over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't so much think about contemporary painters, but I like Catherine Murphy's work very much.
And Catherine Murphy?
She's a very close friend of mine.